the quick taking up the question of tikkun begadav in tefillah. Let's take a look at the tour first. Let's start with the tour over here. So we have to clarify certain things because certain things that seem very similar, but they conceptually have different place. So let's take a look inside the Aleph. He's only gets tikkun begadav ketzad. So how are you supposed to be dressed for tefillah? Garcinu perakama de Shabbos Rabba baravuna rami puzmiki umatli. So what does that mean? Pirish haye miskashet bibigdei bibate shokayim b'shas tefillah. So that would be the pants, right? No, shok is the leg. So it's like things over his legs. It says it socks. Something that's covering his legs. Omer Avashi Chazina LeRav Kahana Ki Iga Rischa BAlma Pochar Yodav Umatli KeAvda Kamemare V'Chi Lega Rischa Matzayei Nafshe Umatli. So it would depend. When it was an ace zaam and there were troubles in the world, apparently he would be mispalel with his hands clasped like a derech tsar, and when it would be an ace shalom, he would dress in very special clothing. Okay, so that's an inyan of hochein atzmecha, that you have to prepare yourself before God. So he's saying you have to prepare yourself to be in a posture of tefillah, depending on the what's appropriate for the time. If it's a time of tsar, then you need to reflect the certain amount of if it's a time of trouble, he says, then you have to reflect the fact that you're b'tsar. And if it's a time of shalom, then you should reflect that it's a time where you have prosperity and are able to be mispoer more. But okay, a little bit of a different issue. But that's apparently saying it's part of the tikkun of tefillah to reflect in the way you're dressed and your posture. The reality of the time, and the reality of the time is going to reflect a different element of tefillah, bakasha, shevach, different things. Okay, so he said like this. Let's get to our topic though. Now, continuing on, he says, "Va'afilu ein libo roa es ha'erva." So that's a strange phrase, right? Pops up all the time. Even if your heart doesn't see your erva, meaning to say, kigon shechotzeitz betaliso al mosnov. So let's say you're wearing something around your waist, so your lower half of your body is covered. Okay, shemuter likros kriyashma. So let's say you're shirtless, but you're wearing pants. So you don't have what's called libo roa es ha'erva, because your erva is covered, okay, and separated from your heart. Okay, what's the point? The point is you can say Kriya Shema in that state. Okay, in terms of Kriya Shema, all you need is that your erva, that you're not roa erva. Okay, but there's no idea of necessarily having your shirt, your chest covered. But in terms of tefillah, you cannot daven ad shiachasa es libo. Detanya, hayisa talus shel beged, o shel or chagurlo al mosnov kore kriyashma. Ula tefillah ad shiachasa es libo. So there's certain inyonim that you simply can't enunciate Shem Hashem. You can't say anything that's Kriya Shema, davening, learning. Those things have, there's an isser of erva. Right? Lo yira b'cho ervas davar. You can't have any association with erva when you say brachos or Talmud Torah or things like that or Kriya Shema. But by tefillah is something more than that. It's being presentable. It's being dressed. Okay, so you can be in a situation where you're not have an exposed erva, but that doesn't mean you're dressed. So, for instance, if you're not wearing a shirt, so you can say brachos, you can say Kriya Shema, but that's not prepared for tefillah. Because of a Rambam, lo kisa as libo, o shenanas, ve'en lo b'meshi yiskase, ho v'kisa ervaso v'spalo yotza. But b'di'evet, it's good. As long as your erva is covered, even if it's tefillah, b'di'evet is good.
Why do you even need to cover your erva?
Okay, so what is the idea of libo roes or erva? Okay. Yeah, so what is that talking about? So we really got to go back to where that's brought up. That's brought up in Ayin Dalet and Kriya Shema, essentially. So it says like this. The Gemara in Misha Mesa, in Brachos, Chaf Dalet. So it says like this. Hayah Yoshen Yoshen Betaliso. So he's sleeping in his undercover, let's say. Ve'eino yochol lahotzi rosho mipnei hatzina, and he can't take out his head because of the cold. Okay. So what does that mean? So what should he do? So in other words, he's under the cover, so he's just basically naked. They would sleep naked. So he's basically just naked. Okay. So what should he do? Chotzeitz betaliso al tzavoro v'kore. So wrap something around his neck, okay, and then he can say Kriya Shema. Afal gav de libo roa eso ervo.
Underneath the covers.
Yeah, let's say he'll just bunch it up around his neck and hold it tight. So now he can't. Now his eyes, so to speak, are not in the same mokom as his erva. So essentially, from his view.
So that he's wearing a scarf underneath the covers.
No.
He just do that around his waist.
He doesn't have to. So he's saying he doesn't have to. He's saying in order to say Kriya Shema, Afagav de libo roes ha'erva ko'omar tana kama deshari. So that's the first mandama in the Gemara. The easiest thing if he wants to do is just go around his neck.
And you don't have the problem with
the No, we don't care. The first mandama doesn't care. V'yesh omrim al libo. But some say no, he has to cover, he has to put the thing over his chest. V'kosovri libo roa eso erva osar. So that's the machlokas for Kriya Shema. Is libo roa eso erva osar or not? U'posak rashi kitana kamo, de libo roa eso erva mutar, v'ri posak kiyesh omrim she'osrim, v'chein posak rav alfas ravinu chananel. So it's machlokas in the Rishonim. So most paskin. I don't know. He says Rashi holds his mutter, libo roes erva's mutter, and the Ri and the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel held his asr. Hilkach. So what would that mean? Hayarochets b'mayim tzlulim. Let's say you're in clear water. Al yiskase bohen v'yikra. So you can't cover in them and say Kriya Shema. What does it mean to cover in them? Meaning to say. Put your head out of the water. Then your head would be out of the water and your body would be, so to speak, in another place from your head. And it wouldn't be considered like you're seeing the erva. You're not looking, you know, that's good.
Where are we getting this idea that your head can't be in the same, like, risha, so to speak, as the erva?
Okay, let's see. So he says, shalibo roa eso erva. So then you shouldn't do that, he's saying. Apparently, the Torah is paskening like, not like Rashi. So therefore, it's like this. Let's say you're in the water. Your head is out of the water. So you're not seeing the erva, but your lave, so to speak, is seeing the erva. That's usher. He's machmir. Rather, what should you do? He says, but if the water is dirty, muddy water, then it's mutter. As long as it doesn't smell. Because then it's not considered libo roa eso erva. V'chein, he says, in libo roa ervas chavero asur. So libo roa es chavero. So let's say, for instance, your erva was, you were in the water, neck out of the water, and you have a bathing suit on, but your chest is exposed. And your friend next to you is naked. So that would be libo roa es erva. Yeah. So what is this all, what is this talking about? What first of all, your heart doesn't see anything. So what is this talking about? So for instance, like this, the Rashba says, on that case, v'alo libo roa es erva, klomar. What does it mean, libo roa es erva? What does that mean? Klomar, shehu im ha'erva besoch hamayim. That was if your heart, so to speak, and erva are in the same makom, that's what we call libo roa es erva. Okay, oval einav roos es erva leka lamechash. But we're not worried about him actually seeing his erva. The kevan she'enav chutz l'mayim u'mestakla b'chutz eino roa erva. Okay. Now, so what is the what's the problem of erva? So that's the basic idea that you can't learn say brachos, kriyat shema, daven, anything. In front of erva, that's from the pasuk. Ki Hashem lokecha mishalich bekerav machanecha laatziluchah v'loseis oyevechalochanecha v'hoya machanecha kadosh v'lo yire v'cho ervas dover v'shov me'acharecha. So they learn from that. Can't daven in. You have to daven in a mokom kadosh, and you can't be exposed to tzoeh. Can't be exposed to erva. Certain things are, the interaction with certain things is incompatible with kedusha. So there's a difference. So and that's the Gemara says, that's the pasuk. You should have a shovel in the camp so that you could cover the tzoeh because of machanecha kadosh. Go out of the camp, you cover the tzoeh. So we learn that davening and learning and all those things in front of tzoeh, that is antithetical to a state of kedusha, and erva is also, but they're different, right? As you put the tzoeh in a glass, for instance, the Gemara says that would be good, but erva under a glass is not going to be good, because the interaction with them is in a different medium. Right, it's ri'as ha'erva is like an engagement in the erva. The tzoeh is just exposed to it, being exposed to it, that it's affecting the environment around it. So that effect, the disgust of the tzoeh is contained with any kind of a covering.
What's
the tzoeh again? Tzoeh is excrement. So that's the basic halacha. The basic halacha is roa erva. Is like an engagement with it. That's an involvement. That's his askus in erva, and being osik in erva is antithetical to kedusha. So you can't be roa erva when you're involved in any kinds of kedusha. But what about if you're not roa the erva? So that's what. So where does the idea of your heart being roa as erva? So Rashi says. There's very little explanation of this, but Rashi just says over here. One Rashi says, "Kosoka daitach hare libo roes erva." The Gemara says, "In that's the water case." So Rashi says, "Kosoka daitach." This is in Brachos Chafei Mabez at the top. "Kosoka daitach kol aver she'ein darko liros eso erva veroe oso b'sha'a shekoren b'tora." Karinon bay below yira b'cho ervas davar. There's a havamina. I mean, Rashi himself, because Rashi doesn't paskin that way, so he says kosoko daitoch. But the inyan is, can we extend this idea of lo yira b'cho ervas davar beyond actually viewing erva and simply being in a state, like he says? That any part of your body that is normally, it's a strange formulation, how is it again? any aver that's not normally that's not darko liros esa erva, whatever that means, and it sees it when you say kriya shma, that's a violation of lo yireh v'cho erva stava. So what kind of idea is that? Yeah. The Gemara has a question later on of your ache of your foot and things like that, but that seems to be a separate issue. Not that seems to be like a separate gzera. But what's this idea of? How do you extend the idea of? I understand seeing erva with your eyes, but what's this idea of a limb that doesn't normally, obviously. A limb never sees anything, but what does it mean? It doesn't normally see the erva, and now it's seeing the erva. So that was basically this. Normally they walk around with a belt. Okay, you normally walk around with your bottom covered and your top covered. So you don't normally have that situation where you're... normally the erva is covered from... is isolated, at least to the lower half of your body. And we're not necessarily wearing... underwear, and they had a long robe, let's say, whatever, but they had a belt around their waist. So he's saying, so if you have no belt and you're all in just one long robe, then you feel a certain amount of nakedness. There's a certain level of naked. It's interesting. It's like a naked vis-a-vis yourself.
A belt removes that?
A belt would remove it. Because it would isolate the top and the bottom. You wouldn't say libo roa as a erva. It's that carefree. It's that carefree feeling of. Anyway, so in terms of kriya shema and brachos and learn in general is machlokas. So you have to have. Do you have to be dressed in a certain way that even to the self you feel that you are have a certain element of tznius. To even to be completely naked, walk around, a person would walk around with no underwear, they would feel a certain level of nakedness. All right, no one's seeing it, but there is a certain attitude like that, certain feeling like that, a certain azus. So that's the question, by libo roa es ha'erva. Do you have to have a certain, and look, even if a person is naked in the privacy of his own home. So you say, okay, nobody's seeing me. What's the difference? I'm naked. No, that doesn't matter. There's a certain element of tznius even in your private conduct. And there's a question over here by the idea of v'hoya machanecha kadosh and lo yireh v'cho erva. How far does this extend? I don't know any more than that right now. But anyway, so we basically hold what? I mean, it seems like he's paskening, even for Kriya Shema, you should have a chatzitza between the lev and the erva. But by tefillah, what is he saying? By the tefillah, he's saying, even according to the shitas, apparently, that hold, you can say Kriya Shema, right? No, I'm sorry. So now, but you can accomplish libo. You can accomplish libo ein libo roa es ha'erva simply by wearing pants without a shirt, right? So even though, so in other words, for if you need to say kriya shema brachos, you have to have libo ein roa es ha'erva. But you can accomplish that by simply wearing pants without a shirt. But for tefillah, it's more than just removing the iser of erva. There's actually a positive idea of tikkun begadim, which you don't have by kriya shema and brachos. So you can remove the iser of erva, but not yet accomplish a tikkun begadim per se. So therefore, that's what he's saying. He's saying that ad shechase es libo, right? Even though your erva is already covered, you have to cover your lev. To daven. Titanya, hayisat halis shel beged al shel or chagura lo al mosnov. So he's wearing something below his waist, covers his waist and below. He still can say kriyishma, but he can't be misspelled. Now, V'garsin b'per kama de Shabbos leman de amar tefilas arvis rishus kevan de shori hamione lo matrichinan le. So the Gemara over there says, if a guy, since arvis is a rishus, it's not a chova, so when a guy comes home, what they would do is they would loosen their belt. Okay, so he says, if a guy came home, it's late, he's tired, he loosens his belt, so they're not matriach him to put his belt back on in daven. So what do you see from there? Pirish lachar shehiter azuro ein matrichen oso lachzor v'lachgor kedei l'hispalo. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to put his belt back on to daven. Uporech, and the Gemara says v'litzli hachi, let him just daven the way he is without the belt. And the Gemara says no. Mishum hachon lekros elokecha Yisrael. You have to prepare yourself to greet Elokecha Yisrael.
Yeah, I thought it was just saying you don't make him put the belt back on.
Right, and that's why he doesn't daven. The Gemara says, I should let him daven without the belt.
Oh, so you're just saying just don't daven?
Don't daven. Since Marv is Rishus, the Gemara says, we're not matriach him to go back and do it. Now, let's see. So the basis is like this. Oh, let's go a little further. He says, "V'kosa balatrumos mikan yesh lumo shesorach odom laazor ezor v'shas tefila." Person has to wear a gartel. Afilu yesh lo avnet she'ein libo roa ha'erva. So that's what he wants to say. He wants to say, since he's going to say Kriya Shema, he's not part of saying Kriya Shema. That's his deduction. Since he's saying Kriya Shema, must be he's wearing something, an avnet, that's a barrier between his lev and his erva.
What do you mean since he's saying Kriya Shema?
Because they're only going to pass him from tefillah. As the Gemara says, the guy comes home late and he takes off his what do they call it? His avnet, no, not his avnet, his chagura, okay? So he doesn't have to put it back on to daven. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He doesn't have to put it on for Kriya Shema.
But he would have to put it on for Kriya Shema. Mm-hmm. So why doesn't he have to daven? So apparently, without the big belt that he undid, he would still be prepared for Kriya Shema because he must be wearing some underwear. So he must be wearing something that is mechasa, so that his lev and his that the libo is not roa esa erva. But the big belt that you put on when you go outside to be fully dressed, that he's not wearing anymore. So that was in their way of getting dressed, they would have a small avnet that would, I guess, create a barrier between his lev and his erva. And then they'd put on a big belt that apparently was a bigger tircha to wrap around. So when the guy comes home, he says, and he undid the big belt, even if he doesn't have to put it back on to be mispalo. But he's going to have to say Kriya Shema anyway. So it must be he doesn't need it for Kriya Shema. So in other words, he needs it for tefillah, but not for Kriya Shema. That's the point. So why would he not need it for Kriya Shema? So it must be his lay. He already has something, so his lay is not roes or erva. So you see that for tefillah, it's more than just not having the lay roes or erva. There's actually some more elaborate tikkun begadim. Right, that's what he's proving there. So he says, V'chein kosav haran, V'chein kosu hagos maimonios, Ovo betosvos harosh kosu sham, Michi shora hamyone, lo matrichinen le, Mikan nirash tzorach lazor chalotzov kishim espalel. Ubemachzav vitri kosev she'ein sarach dehash tzarach lazor chalotzav haynu mishum shlo yei libo roa es ha'erva v'onan islon avnet u'michnasayim v'lohem lo hoyolem michnasayim. Okay, so now we're saying, so therefore the Balatrumos was saying that bizman hazeh, a person should put on an extra belt. Should put on something when he davens. That's the source of the gartel, putting on some extra strap. So the Tosos and the Rosh say that we don't need to do that, Bizman Azeh. Because in those days, they didn't wear pants. Okay? So therefore, they had a problem of Libo Roez or Erva. But since we have pants and the regular belt, we don't have that problem. So it says they would loosen their belt and say Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon. So you see, that's only for tefillah. That idea of the Hamyone. He says, Vagos Maimonios, Kosu Parake Milchos Tfilo, B'shem Smak, the Hadamir and the Osir Lespala Belocha Gura, Hani Mili Tfilo, Gon Shimona Esri, Oval and Kriyashma, Sharbrochos, Ain Lochos Bechagura, Rak Shalo Ye Libo Roa Ervoso, Shehe Lo Michnasayim, Kidamash Parakam the Shabbos. Okay, so that's the way they hold. Okay. Yeah. So it would be like Tosos says. Must be here. You said Kriyishma. But so that's the question. That's the machlokas. Is there an inyan of like an extra beged of hamyone that you chayev to put on for tefillah? Is that like intrinsically a chov? Like fully dressed, you need certain articles of clothing, and the belt itself is another article of clothing. Or are they just trying to say you have a problem with libo roes as a erva? Okay, so that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas.
Machlokas between Tosos and
the Sefer Truma is the Sefer Truma. He quotes the Sefer Truma, and who else in the Ran? And that goes Maimonides, right? But he says the Tosfos and the Rosh disagree. Okay, now let's go one. Now, what's the next step? Measure like this: v'yichaseh rosho. That's it. And he should cover his head. Because of a Rambam, lo yamo b'tfila ba'apundaso, v'lo b'rosho megula, v'lo b'raglayim megulos. In derech hashem makom amokom shlo yamo shlo yamdu ufnei gedolim ela b'botei raglayim. Yeah, so what are these things? Okay, so the Beis Yosef says, V'yachaseh rosho, Hakol bo kosav, B'simen yud alef, Kosav aram, She'eino osur leilech b'gilui harosh. It's not osur to go without your head covered. Kimashom ver kol kisvei, Tisi lidlo sagina dalad amos b'gilui harosh, Ratzalom ha-shazu midus chasidus. So the Gemara says, that he wouldn't go four amos without a head covered, that's not a chiyuv, that's mitzvah chasidus. But Rav Avinu Peretz calls of sheyesh limchos shelo likanes lebeis haknesses begilei rosh. Shouldn't go into a shul with your head uncovered. That's why a lot of shuls have little yarmulkes on the outside. Rabbeinu Yerucham calls of sof nisiv tes zayin she'aser levarech begilei rosh. This is all in the Beis Yosef. Okay. Well, Masecha Sofrim Kosov Poseach Pochech Hanirim Kiroov O Begodov Perumos. So a Pochech means that you could see his legs, his knees, or his clothing are torn. O Misha Rosho Megula Poreis Eshema. So you're allowed to daven? You're allowed to say Kriyishma? V'yesh omen b'kiro'ov u'b'godav perumim po'reis of a lo b'rosh ha'megula she'ena rashoy lehotzi haskora mipiv adkan. Nira shumachlokas im mutal levarach begilei rosh oim aser v'kevan de Rabbeinu Yerucham posak keman de omer aser hachi naktina. That's the Beis Yosef. Interesting. In the Shulchan Aruch, he left it more open, right? He sounds like he's concluding over here that there's an Isser. So what's the Isser? And he says, the Sefer Trumos writes, the Trumos Hadeshin writes, Shekovim ha-kalua mikash chashivi kisui l'rosh lihispalil b'am. So that apparently is a very, they consider that like a flimsy material, I guess. It's a very makeshift, like a Tom Sawyer hat. Ohanochas ayad ala rosh lo choshev kisui. Now, why not? Right, that logic always sounds good when you first hear it, but when you think about it, it's not totally clear anymore. Can't cover your body with your body. I can cover part of my body with part of my body. Because of the time, mishum der rosh yad chad guf inun veina guf yochol chasus asatzmo. I mean, it can. If I was naked, I'd put my hands over my erva. Wouldn't say you're wasting your time, right? Ulefi dvar of mash mashim acher miniach yad dvar rosh shel ze choshev shaper kisui. So what is that? So what is he saying over here? I mean, it's in terms of the isser of. It's in terms of the question of whether you can say a bracha with your head uncovered. Can you say a bracha with your head uncovered? So he's saying a flimsy hat like straw, which I guess has no inyan of kavod. It's very rustic and rough. That's enough, but not your own hand. In a pinch, someone else's hand.
I mean, don't.
The Bach says, Kos of Marai, Betrumus Hadesh, and Simin Yud, Dahatam, Mishum Kalis Rosh Kalpe Shmaya. He's trying to give a reason. Why can't you say a bracha with your head uncovered? Because that's Kalis Rosh Kalpe Shmaya. It's like being light headed, meaning to say frivolous towards God. Dimad Kershema Makom Barachu, Shalo Be'ema Ubiyira. That's the inyan. It's an inyan of, I mean, it would seem it's some kind of a social norm. That they have this idea that Rosh Megula is like a certain lax state, and Kisliya Rosh is a certain sign of respect and seriousness. And even, that's why he's saying even a Kova Shokash. Because it's not really something that demonstrates covered in yira necessarily, but kishli guf, that's no good.
It shows that it's only temporary, or it shows that it's only for time.
And he says, if the worst comes to worst, you can put your sleeve over your head, right? Yeah. So in other words, in terms of, is your head revealed when you cover your head with your hand? No, of course it's not. It's not revealed. Can't say it's revealed because it's your own hand over your head. It doesn't make your hand see through, right? But he's saying, in terms of demonstrating an idea of yira and negating kalas rosh, some kind of a hachana, that it doesn't demonstrate. Why? Apparently, he's saying there's an idea of having some kind of something else, mafsik, something else. That's part of the idea of yira. Not clear.
It's like something external to you.
Something external to you, right. Like
no,
I'm... Like I'm... That's the question. Is there an... It, just like we say, davar erva is keneged kedusha. It can't be spalel, say Shem Hashem, with an engagement in something external to you that is contrary to the expression of Kedusha, like Tzoa and Erva. Is there a minimum in the Gavra himself to be in a state that he's roi to say a bracha? Is it only a pagam vis-a-vis engaging in other things? Can't be engaged in Erva, or can't be associated with Tzoa. They're a pogeya. But the guy for himself, and he makes a bracha. That's he's koveh himself as he's making a bracha. Or do you say no? Just like that, those are inyanim of preparing yourself. But there's also a certain preparation. As if you're involved in other things, then of course, memela, you're not mukhan for bracha. But even if you're not engaged in other things, you still have to have a certain level of demonstration about the nature of the activity. In other words, does the nature of the activity itself demand some kind of a tikkun haguf in the most minimum sense? Or is it just you can't be an osek in another, in something that's contrary? Okay, that's a question. So, okay. But what about Atifa? What about Atifa? So he doesn't mention Atifa over here. The Beis Yosef adds on the Rambam about the Atifa. Kosavot Rambam, Perakha Nizgar, Derech Kol Chachomim, V'Talmideim, Shelo Yispalu, Ela Kishem Atufim. But the Torah doesn't mention it. The Torah does not mention it. Okay. The women don't cover their head, right?
Yeah, as women don't cover their heads. Shouldn't that apply to them too? I mean,
right.
In terms of like,
so apparently it does go by that. I mean, yeah, so what's the difference? How come women don't have to cover their heads when they make a bracha? V'chaso rosha. It doesn't say anything about it.
I'm saying, why do you think they don't?
Because nobody does it.
Right. Yeah, but...
Im'enam the v'yamim, b'nei the v'yamim. So apparently, that's a good question.
Why are you saying that women are different?
Because it's a davar pashut. It's empirical.
I mean, you don't see women come with their head.
Yeah.
You don't see women.
We have some Masorah left. Nobody ever heard of women covering their head to make a bracha.
Right.
The only time women cover their head to make a bracha, for some odd reason,
is when
they say Shabbos.
They cover
their
Are you serious?
Okay, right, I've seen right. The Rambam holds a woman, even a penuya has to cover
some places in Israel, some like kibbutzim, that all the girls go there.
Right, but
is that for
but
every
that's
issue,
that's
or?
Just stam, no?
Is that for an arba issue?
It's
or?
Not just for davening. It's just stam. They hold. They have to cover there.
Right.
Arba issue, right? Because the Rambam doesn't seem like he holds it. You have to cover. You had to make a bracha in general.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Doesn't quote the Rama's actually. That's the Sefer Truma. Truma's Adashin. And then the Nesivos. Alright, so let's see what the Gra has to say. You claim you've got it over there?
No. I didn't see it.
Okay. I don't know where the Gra is. It's got to be in the Shulchan Aruch somewhere. But I'm going to have it in the Frankel over here. In Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, so the Gra is brought down in the Frankel on Parakei Halacha Hey, right? Okay. So he says, right, Tikun Malbush Ketza, Mesakim Vushav Tchila Mesayin Atzma Mahader Shneam Arshtachu Hashem Adrish Kodesh. Okay. V'lo Rosh Magula. So he says, V'lo Rosh Magula. Loshna Shulchan Aruch Yesh Omrim She'asar Lahotzi Haskar Mipiv B'Rosh Megula. Okay, so one problem with a Rosh Megula is, well, that's not a tefillah problem. That's in general, right? So I mean, apparently this is going to decide that you can say a bracha stam with a Rosh Megula. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a chiddush over here. And it's not even ma'akev over here. Now, what's the next one? Yesh omrim sheyesh limchos shlo likonis lebeis haknesses begili rosh. Fine. Let's take the next one. Loshon hashulchan aruch v'nochon sheyichase rosho bitalis. We didn't find that loshon, did we? All right. So the Gra quotes the tour in Simon Ches. U'mechase rosho shlo yehe begoloi begilui harosh. Interesting. And the tour in the Shulchan Aruch is what? Yeah. So the Beis Yosef says, "Gamze midivrei bal ha'itur v'nira delav lememar sheichaser rosho k'deish lo yehi begilei harosh legamri She'ain ze ming in mitzvah tzitzis. So what is he talking about over here? What is the Torah talking about over here? Talking about hilchos tzitzis over here. He says, Machshir shtei tzitzios lefanov, shtei tzitzios lachorov, shehei mesuvav b'mitzvos. So you should have two in front, two in back. And you should be mechase harosh, shelo yihei begilo harosh. What does that have to do with tzitzis? So he says, oh, dehei cholach lasos tzorkov alitol yodav begilo harosh. How could he go around without his head uncovered anyway? Elainu lomar she'afal pisha rosho mechusa derechat sinuim lahat your sudar otalis al rosham kedisa bishali perakam de kedushin mishtabech li rav chistel rav huna b'rav hamnuna de adam gadlu amalei lekishiyav liyadecha hevi uliyadi ki aso chazi de lo paris sudra. So you see from that gemara in kedushin. So he says that the Rav Chista was mishabeach a certain Baham Nuna to Rav Huna, that he was a great man. So he said, okay, so when he comes your way, bring him to me. So when he brought him, he saw he didn't have a sudra on his head. So he said, my time alo parista sudra, how come you don't have a sudra on your head? Lo nasivno, I'm not married yet. Pirush Rashi, the lo par sudra, kederecha nesuim, shahayu ragilim, lechasos rosham, ad kan lashono. So it's a strange minhag, but that's why they want to say not to wear a talis until you get married. But he says, "Upshita shlo hayu habachurim holchem."
He just didn't cover his head, though.
So he says, "But no, he says it's pasha that they didn't go without head uncovered." Elavadai haynu sudar otalis sheparson al harosh letznius. So he says it must be it's pasha they didn't go without a yarmulke. So this sudar must have been an extra thing. Right, you know the joke. How do you know that Yaakov wore yarmulke? But Yetzi Yaakov Mirshev, you think he'd go out without a yarmulke?
Who's saying that because he's not married?
No, I don't know about him. How do you know he wore a black hat?
Black hat, there you go.
This is the gross thing that you don't have to
wear? No, this is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is trying to figure out what is the tour saying you should be Mechasa Rosho so that you're not Begilui Harosh? With the talis. Does that mean to say, he says, what does that have to do with talis, first of all? In general, you have to, we can't have a gilei rosh. Well, what is he saying? When you wear your talis, you should cover your head so you don't have a gilei rosh. And without the talis, you can't have a gilei rosh? So he's saying, no, that doesn't mean that without a talis, you have gilei rosh, because it's pasha, you can't have a gilei rosh without talis. Even without a talis. It must be that there's an extra kiyum of covering your head in your talis, just like you see from that story, that the Adam Gadol is supposed to wear a sudar. And that's something extra. He says, and what's it for? It's for tznius. Ulefisha kisui ze machnia es lev ha'adam, umei vio lide yira shamayim. So this extra din, the stama din of Gilei Arosh, for tefillah and brachos, that you don't have. And walking around. Stam, you don't have Gilei Arosh, apparently he holds. But there's an extra din of tznius, of kisei arosh, bitalis, or sudar. And that you see, that only married people did. But he's saying it's an extra inyan of tznius, lachnia as leva adam. And it brings him to yiras shemayim. Like it says in Shabbos, the omer le'ime le'rav nachem bar yitzchok, kisi reishecha, ki hechi ditehavi aloch emoso de shemaya. So she said to him, cover your head so that you'll have the fear of heaven upon you. Lekach kosav sheyechase rosho b'taliso kidei shelo yehe begilei rosh misudar otalis. So when the Torah says cover your, put the talis over your head so you don't have an uncovered head, he doesn't mean completely uncovered. He means uncovered from a talis. It's tough for that, no? Shederach litein al kisei atachton shebarosh. So you wear a yarmulke and the talis over your head. Because if you just had the yarmulke, you would be lacking in this extra kisei harosh of tznius and yira. The efshar, the hochikomer, yikasa rosho b'inyin shelo yehe begile rosh mitalis shel mitzvah, shetzarach sheyechasa rosho b'tzitzis. Or he just means that when you're wearing the beged, that's the mitzvah tzitzis. But basically, his assumption, he's saying this doesn't mean that he's not wearing a head covering when he's not wearing tzitzis. Okay, so in other words, but you see from this, he's saying that there's an inyan of tznius, of having some kind of sudar or talus on your head. Let's go a little further in the Gra. He says, "V'hu midivrei Baal Hatrumos, because of the Beis Yosef, v'niyar d'la begilei rosh legamri kama." Right, we just read. Quotes the whole Beis Yosef. V'zeh shekosav v'nochon. That's why he just says v'nochon. Not that there's a chiyuv, because you already have a gila, you already have your head covered. Oval pirusho dochuk. I agree. So the Gra says that's a tough pshat. To say when the Torah says you should put your talus over your head so your head is not uncovered, that it really means you're wearing a yarmulke anyway, but it means it shouldn't be uncovered from a talus. He says that's a dochuk pshat. Dezelo mikri gilei arosh. How could you say that? How could the Torah say so you don't have a gilei arosh when your head is already covered? You do see they covered their head. That's the same case as he's quoting from Kiddushin and Shabbos. And Shabbos, and Moy Katan. Okay. Ulefi. Girsos Arif Shom Bebrochos Birkas Tzitzis Achar Malbish Arumim. Ulibisof ki paris sudra areshe. Yeah, so what does that mean? So first you have malbish arumim, then tzitzis, and then you put the sudra on your head. So what? So you're saying that your head is uncovered when you when you break the bracha on the tzitzis. So therefore, what?
It must be that it's not. That's not considered. Is it like attack on the Torah?
He's attack on the Beis Yosef. Trying to, because he wants to say they're already. He wants to say that the tzitzis is like the suda, right?
Yeah.
Right. They see the suda is different from the tzitzis. He already puts on his tzitzis and then he puts on his suda. So the tzitzis is really doing the basic gilei arosh, right? Not something extra. I guess the gam mashikos of heacholach. So then he's attacking the Beis Yosef. How does the Beis Yosef say, how can a guy walk around with his head uncovered? That was his kasha on the tour. Mashmiri devarv sheisrhu midino leilach begilei arosh. So what's the Beis Yosef's question? There's no isser to walk around with the head uncovered. That was part of his question. Is how could the tour say cover your head in the talis so you don't have gilei arosh? So the Beis Yosef said, what do you mean? How could you walk around with gilei arosh? So it must be your head is covered already. He says there's no that medina is no issue to walk around with the head uncovered. V'leisa midarmin perek tezayin de Shabbos T.C. Lee, that's no raya, where she told him to cover his head. And all those other cases. He says alma de muter raklef neitam el chacham. It's an usher to go in front of a Talmud Chacham with the head uncovered, because that's apparently some kind of chutzpah. Kama chutzifai gavra. But that's just in front of a Talmud Chacham. V'chein meseches kala. Okay. All right. The bin adar of mandar. Okay, man. Oh boy. He's got a lot of gemaras. What's his result here?
Is this still the Gra?
Yeah. He got very excited on this one. He says, "V'chein had the kedushin ches al kasha." Okay. He says, "Mikol makom kavonas bala trumos v'hatur shi'chasa rosha b'talas k'moshe kosa v'seder atifaso v'derech u'machzir machase u'mavorech ella mishum de'itufa u'lespalel ach omar shi'chasa rosho." It's not the Gra and Ches. I would think it's the Gra and Simon Ches. But anyway, he's saying that why does the Torah say cover your head? Because he's talking about a guy who's getting ready for davening. That's the whole Simon. That after he puts on his talus, he davens. So he's saying that's the reason for mentioning the atifa of the talis. Why? He says, "Va'ay ukamosha kosov siman tzadi aleph siv gimel, va'ayin magin avram sham siv katan beis, va'ayin sham siv hey." The avagav dekvar kosov atur b'siman beis lechas zarosh hosam be'akray u'midah chasidus ad shi'as ate fakad kosov midina. V'lav midina, it's not really midina. Kamosha kosov midina afilu l'spal ulikones l'beis haknesses hakol mutter. Ukamosha kosov lamata el dekan yesh something. Mashenik ain't besimin beis ain't el tznius. Right. Oh, but Rambam. No, Beram Chela Gimel Kufchav Beis Beis Ubegin Dei Mishum Tfila. Ulishara Om Shein Lam Sudrin Kamosh Kosev Shabbos Betalis Hamikupeles Vayin Rashi Shom. Wow, this really goes on. Ayin Zohar, oh boy. Yesham Shasu Lahotzi Askar Barosh Megula. Gam came is Chasidus. Klal de Milsa, ready? Ein Isser Klal Barosh Megula Li Olam. Wow. Rak Lifnei HaGedolim V'chein Be'ez HaTfila Oz Nochon Adover Mitzad HaMusar V'shar Hayom L'Kidoshim She'omdim Lifnei Hashem Tamim. So that's the gross psak. Says there's absolutely no isser to walk around with your head uncovered. Only in front of a gadol, it's an isser to have your head uncovered, and in the daim of tefillah. Then it's proper because of musar, and for the rest of the day, only for kedoshim who are omdim lifnei Hashem. So the gross very makel on yarmulkes. He doesn't say brachos though.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, we read in the Gemara the thing, was it Rav Chisda, that he wouldn't walk out on those without a head covering?
So that says, all me is Chasidus. There's no din like that.
No, I think that makes sense.
But he's saying, V'shara yom l'kidoshim, sha'omdim l'fnei Hashem tamim.
Fine, but who says it's usher to go out with Gila Rosh?
Well, that's what he's critical of the tour, of the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef says, what is the Torah saying? You should cover your head with the talis. He says, "Heyacholach lasos tzarko v'litol yodav b'gilei rosh." How could he have gone around up until this time, whatever he was doing before him, with his head uncovered? So the Gemara says, "Well, what's the problem? No problem walking around with your head uncovered." But anyway, in terms of atifa for tefillah, so it does seem like there is an inyan. Maybe we can justify the hat a little bit again now.
Where does he talk about
the tefillah? Mechaser rosho, shloye rosh. So he's saying that's for tefillah. That's what the Gemara is saying.
That's not a tefillah.
Well, I mean, the lashon of the Ram is a tefillah. Yeah. But
it's clear that that's what he's going on. He's not just talking about the baseline minimum of having your head covered when you daven.
He says, "Velo barosh megula," right? No, you're right. I mean, over here, the Gemara is saying when the Rambam says "Velo barosh megula," he means literally a yarmulke. Because during the rest of the day, you don't need it. You only need it during tefillah, lechatchila, because there's an ingin of tznius.
And he doesn't say bracha.
And then he says to be misatef betzitzis apparently is a separate thing. But the question is, the hat is the question. That was the question. So you could say that the question is, would the hat be like a din of a sudar? It's not a din of tzitzis. It's not a tufa. It's not otuf. It's not the end where he says, derech kochcham tamim shlo yispalu ela kishem atufin. That's for sure. That's not the atufin that Ram's talking about.
Sudar doesn't mean like a sort of talus like begat.
It was some kind of inyan of tznius, what he calls musar and tznius.
Was it like a turban?
What's that?
Like a turban?
Yeah, like a turban. It would seem so. So it does seem like there are three things, right? Rosh Megula, that's like a chutzpah, right? Atifa B'tzitzis, that seems like the highest kiyum. And then there's something in between of some kind of a derech tznius. It's more than just not a mechutzif. It's some kind of derech tznius, or musr, he calls it. Not clear what it was. Some kind of suda that they would wear. So I guess the question would be, if a guy wears a hat, like a dress hat, that's why a lot of guys, some guys used to like question the hoodie or the baseball cap. Like, where does that fit in?
Why is that any different than...
Because it's, in terms of Gilei HaRosh, you already have a yarmulke on, right? And in terms of doing something derech tznius, or, I mean, it's like a casual, schlumpy look. Is that like an Indian of Yira? The levels are an Isser of Gilei HaRosh, because that's like a mechutzuf, to do something, to daven be Gilei HaRosh.
So therefore, keep as a minimum.
Keep as a minimum. I mean, l'chatchila, yotzei. Okay, then the highest level, the Rambam says, is atifa b'tzitzis, because that's an inyan of a beged shel mitzvah, and it's your malbush is mitzvah. That apparently is the highest level. And then the Rambam doesn't mention this, but the Gra seems to hold from this idea of of like the Suda, that is some kind of an inyan that he calls it an inyan of Musar.
Where's that brought down, the Suda case?
That's just brought down that they would do things that they would wear a Suda if they were Adam Gadol, things like that.
Mm-hmm. No, but where? That's in Shabbos?
That's like the Gemara Kedushin. And apparently the guy wasn't not wearing a yarmulke. That does seem to be true. So they would have some sort of extra derech tznius. Something extra derech tznius. But he doesn't really differentiate the Gra. The Gra doesn't seem to differentiate between that. He just says... Ein iser klal barosh megula liolam, and he holds megula means megula, unless you're in front of gedolim and an ace tefila, then it's nachon hadavar, mitzad hamusar v'shar hayom lekidoshim. But he doesn't have what I'm saying. He doesn't have the three types of. He just holds either your head is covered or your head is not covered. He doesn't seem to have anything in between, except for the Rambam's atifa as a separate thing. But he's not talking about that. So in terms of the minimum, it's Kisur HaRosh. The question is there something other than Atifa B'tzitzis? That's the question. That's the question. I don't believe a hat is Atifa. I just don't believe that.
What is it?
That's the mystery. What is it? So you could say it's an extra kiyum of some kind of Hachana of Tikkun HaGuf of Malbush or Derech Tznius or some kind of Derech Kavod. But I don't think you'd be Mekayim the Rambam's Atufim. So that's why some say, if you wear a hoodie or a baseball cap, does that accomplish the extra level of, in terms of Kisei HaRosh, you already have a Kisei HaRosh. In terms of Atufim B'tzitzis, it's partial, it's not Atufim B'tzitzis. So is it at least, can you say, well, now I'm more dressed. Now I'm more presenting myself in a greater derech kavod. It's hard to say you wear a baseball cap that does that.
Is it clear that the second case is...
The Beis Yosef seems like the middle level guy, right? Because he says that everybody wears a yarmulke no matter what, always. And then when the tour is saying you should cover your head with the talis, that's an extra thing. That's a tznius thing. Right? So then, right, that's the Beis Yosef. So that would be the question. For the base, right, for the Gra, it doesn't seem like there's any middle ground. You either have a Rosh Megula or Rosh Mechusa, and that's the end of the story. But for the Beis Yosef, he held everybody wore a yarmulke no matter what, and then there was a derech tznius of having a greater head covering. So then you could say during tefillah there is another inyan of tznius, and ema and yira.
Why is that just relegated to what does that have to do with tefillah?
No, you're right. So the Beis Yosef held that a Talmud Chacham would always have that extra level of tznius. And that's why when the guy came and they saw he wasn't wearing a suitor, he said, why is he not wearing a suitor if he's such a great man? So he's saying, of course he was wearing a yarmulke, but why was he not wearing a suitor? Suitor expresses some greater hachno and ema and tznius. So apparently it's an interesting thing. So why didn't they wear it when they weren't married? So maybe it's mechzikiyura. The Gemara says you're not supposed to wear clothing of a Talmud Chacham unless you're on a certain level. You can't just copy them.
What if you're married?
So apparently they held if a guy's not married, then he doesn't have a right to express in his dress that he has a certain perfection. But anyway, so then be a question for the non married guys. Could they wear a
hat? Right,
that's my question. Like, but Bizman Hazeh, that's not the minhag anymore. Bizman Hazeh, everybody wears it. I mean, in those days, apparently, it wasn't only the Chacham, only if a person lived a certain way could he demonstrate that.
But according to the Grod, there wouldn't be Mekayim Tefillah.
Yeah, the Beis Yosef is not applying it to Tefillah. He's applying it all day. Because he's mentioning it in the morning, but it's tzitzis. He's saying, why would the guy have to cover his head when he puts on his tzitzis, his talis? Oh, that's for this extra kiyam of Sudar. But that's just them. Maybe he's learning like the brother. He's getting ready for tefillah. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's just talking about it.
Doesn't the Rambam say that